Care to explain, Senator?
I do, Mr. President, and somewhat a lengthy explanation I might add to this, and it has to do with the propane situations that's happened in this state over the last week or 10 days. What the resolution calls for is it calls for the Department of Justice to do an investigation into what I believe the possibility of illegal activities within the propane industry to the state of Missouri is what the resolution calls for. But, Mr. President, I just want to give a little history for the people in the chamber that may be not familiar with what happened over the last few days, and 10 days in particular, where I think it's a total injustice to the people of Missouri what's happened with this propane industry. And to give you an idea, first of all, I want to bring up just a little history of the days when I was sheriff of Polk County many years ago. During that time, we had one of the darkest days in our country is when a terrorist organization came to our country and, to me, committed an act of war. When they killed hundreds and hundreds of Americans, they blew up the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, plane crash, where lots of people died. And our country come together during that time like it's never come before in my lifetime. Our political groups and the United States government come together on one united cause to bring people to justice and to make somebody accountable for what they did to our country. Our citizens all got together, and we helped through donations, we helped through volunteers, we did everything we could to help people that were hurting, through prayers, through everything we possibly could do as Americans. There's one organization during that time that I don't think did anything, but took the opportunity to make money over one of our tragic days, and that was the oil companies. And if you'll remember and you lived through that, the first thing that happened was oil prices went through the roof. No cost for production anymore, other than the fact that it was put out of what happened, and we had lines and lines of people, and they made millions and millions of dollars off that tragic event. What I'm going to tell you today is not the same, but it is about the propane industry. And I want you to make sure you understand what happened to thousands of Missouri citizens over the last week. Actually, kind of when we went home, Thursday. I stayed late Thursday because I started getting calls and I thought this was going to be a problem. But so you know, propane in this state, 2 weeks ago, you could have bought for $1.40, $1.50 a gallon. Saturday night in Branson, Missouri, propane was sold for $6 a gallon. People in this state cannot do that and cannot afford that. And the media blitz has come out, and let me tell you what the media has come out with. And they've been doing their part to cover what we've been saying here in Missouri. But the real talking points are coming from the people that distribute propane, the big boys, I want to say, in industry. And they're telling you this. They're telling you there's a shortage because of the exports in this country, because we're exporting lots of propane out. They're telling you because wet corn in Minnesota and the Dakotas, you're drying it through what by propane means. They're telling you that, and we've had a severe winter. I might add to you, we've only had 30 days of it, though. We still got a lot of winter to go. And all of a sudden, we got a shortage of propane in this country. You keep in mind, that's what they told us this week, why this is occurring, right? Let me give you one little quote. And this is from Bloomberg News, Ivan Taylor, who is the chief executive officer of Vital Group. Now, if you want to know who the Vital Group is, Vital Group is one of the world's largest oil trading companies, propane. His quote, propane is cheap and getting cheaper, cheaper, and cheaper. That was made on November the 22nd, 2013. The largest industry, saying it's cheap. I don't believe there's a shortage of propane in this country. I don't. You all figure out what you want to believe. I don't believe it. I believe this has all been inflated by the companies themselves to make millions and millions of dollars because they chose to export to China, South Asia, Europe, and the Caribbean. I'll give you an example of that. U.S. Energy Information Administration. January 13th, last year, 1 year ago, we were exporting a little over 100,000 barrels a day of propane to the Far East, to Europe, and the Caribbean. 1 year ago, January 13th, over 100,000. This month, in January, we shipped close to 400,000 gallons of propane overseas. Now, I don't have a problem with exports. I mean, I believe in exports. But what I don't believe in is some corporate gurus that don't know this is going to happen because they shipped product overseas and they left us hanging, is what they did. They left Missourians hanging. You know what? We're paying $6 a gallon, the people of this state are. You know what they're paying over there? $2. The best I can tell, if you could even figure that out. So either they are the dumbest corporations in the world and didn't see it coming, or they planned it all the way along to make millions and millions of dollars of that. And while I sit up here and make my speech and make my talk, there's one reality I know, because I talked to people over the weekend in many places. You're going to get into single-digit temperatures tonight. And you're going to have a wind chill below 0 degrees tonight and tomorrow night. And you're going to have people, I guarantee you, do not have propane in their tanks because they can't afford it. And let me tell you what that effect is. I talked to a mechanic in my hometown. He filled his tank up, 500-gallon tank, which normally cost him $500, a little roughly around there. Cost him $2,500. He don't have the money to make his house payment, his car payment, and his credit card bill. And when we're trying our best to climb out of this economic hole we're in, somebody like him, which is sometimes why I feel like I got sent up here, is every once in a while to help the small guy. Not everybody else out here in this arena, that we all know how that works. But every once in a while, there's somebody out there trying to work, trying to make a living, and he gets kicked back down in a hole through corporate greed. And this is what I believe this is happening in Missouri. Now, what we can do about it, I don't know. But I can tell you this much. There's a lot of people in this room. There's attorneys in this room. There's CPAs. There's people that know about stocks. There's people that know, and I'm asking for your help in any way we can do. Whatever we can do in Missouri, in the state Senate, I want to try to help these people. And I want to drain these other people. If they've committed crimes, if they've did price gouging, if they've did stealing by deceit, if they've did consumer fraud, I want them brought to justice. I want them brought here to Missouri and be done for justice. Last week, I contacted the governor. I contacted the attorney general. Whatever I felt I could contact to try to get people, says, hey, you need to do something here. And you know what? The only thing I really wanted out of that, knowing the reality of it is, most people, I can't really do much for them, but it is nice to assure people back home, for all of us and for our state elected officials, to say, hey, I care. I'm going to do everything within the powers I can to help you. That's all I wanted. That's all I think we should be doing. And then today as a state senate, I will say, President Pro Tem of the Senate, and I thank him for that, put out a press release last week saying, hey, the Missouri Senate, we care what's going on here. We're trying to get something done. I know as of an hour ago, the Attorney General, I think, released a press release that he's now going to look into this, the allegations of what's behind this. But the whole time we were doing that, people are going to suffer, and I don't have the answer for it tonight. I know what's going to happen, though. I can pretty much see the writing on the wall. We're going to try to help these people, or somebody's going to try to help these people, because it's the right thing to do and maybe the political thing to do. But you know how you're going to help them? You're going to help them with their money that somebody else just took, because you're going to take taxpayer money, and we're going to say, let's put a little more money in the budget. Let's start a program. Let's do something to help these people in need right now. And you're actually taking the money that they give us, and we've let some out-of-state corporation steal money from them. That's what I believe is going on in this state. I don't know what we can do. Again, I'm asking for you guys for help. I know some of the main instigators behind this. I can tell you who the guys are that control the pipeline. Let me just explain how a pipeline works. And I want to tell you this because I was in the gas and oil business. So I understand a little bit. But when you ship product down the pipeline, you ship diesel, you ship unleaded, you ship airplane fuel, and you ship propane. And every day, somebody runs in pipelines, like Enterprise, one of the main players in that, and they decide what goes down the pipeline. And they've got that allotted for years and years to come. And they can decide what goes down that pipeline and what's not. Or they can turn the spigot off, which is what I think they did. I don't think there's no shortage of propane in this country. I think they turned the spigot off to drive up cost in the state of Missouri. And you guys mark my word, in February, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, you'll see prices go down. Because we're all having little hissy fits in the political arena. We're all putting pressure on them, and they're going to release more propane. Enterprise, one of the main people that run this pipeline, had a little meeting over the weekend while we were all gone, and it says, industrial groups and government officials have expressed concerns. You think when constituents are paying $6 a gallon that they're paying $1 a quart, all of a sudden we got some little concern? You're dang right we got some concern. What do they do in return? Let me just kind of say what they have done. We have reviewed our current pipeline schedule and consulted with a number of our refined product shippers. It means the big boys. There's just a compassion in them. I can't thank them enough. Each one has expressed their support for minor schedule adjustments. Doesn't say they're going to fix it. They just say they're going to ship a little more product down there so they can keep the prices up for another week or two. And they're going to make a fortune out of this thing. And the propane supplies to reach Midwest, Northeast, portions of the United States. Alabama has already declared a state of emergency. If you don't know that, that's what they've done. They've really allowed you to just go buy propane wherever you can get it, however you do it, however you get it delivered, buy it. That's what their state of emergency is. I hope we don't forget about some of these people tonight. And I believe in a free market. I believe in doing things right in the business arena. I believe in let supply and demand take its place. But only when it's a fair supply and demand that works both ways, not just one. And I think this state has took it on the chin from these boys on this deal of jacking up propane prices. And I don't know how in the world we fix it. I don't know if you can bring it back here and make them pay and get it back to Missouri citizens. But I do know one thing, they got a pipeline running across the state of Missouri. And I don't know what I can do statutory-wise, but I hope there's some smarter people in here that does. But I want them to pay a price if they cheated us. I want them to pay a price to the citizens of Missouri. And again, you just think one thing tonight. Well, we're up here in this Capitol, and this building's warm as it could be. Somebody tonight's not going to have your opportunity. And you know what people are doing in my district? Because we can't get natural gas. I mean, we don't. Not like you can go hook something else up. They're going to stores, the hardware stores. They're buying electric heaters, plugging them in their houses. So now they've got three or four electric heaters around here. One guy that I know of's got a space heater. And I'm telling you, if we fool around and let these guys get away with it, if it is true what I'm saying, and somebody's house burns tonight, if somebody dies because of this kind of behavior, then by golly, somebody needs to be brought here, and they need to be through our court system, and they need to be served justice in the state of Missouri. That's what needs to happen. So, in closing, I know that's been lengthy for me to say that, but it is a concern of mine, and I think it's a concern of the Senate. And we should take the lead in the state of Missouri. We should take the lead as the state Senate. I don't care what elected officials do statewide. I don't care what the House does. I don't care what the governor, what anybody else does. I care about what we do. And we ought to be able to assure, as the body of a Senate, Democrat and Republicans, men and women, that we're going to help people in Missouri. This is not going to go away for a week or two. And I'm just asking you, don't forget it. Remember what's going to happen to people tonight. Thank you, Mr. President.